So, I guess we were supposed to get rain last night, right? And
well, we got rain. I got rain off and on yesterday.
Yeah.
I sure did.
Really?
You didn't? No. You weren't in the right spots.
Well, okay.
No, as a matter of fact, I passed Chase yesterday afternoon. He was coming in. I was going out to go do a little grocery shopping. And when I was coming out of the grocery-torium, I was getting rained on aplenty. I was one of them people that had to run in the parking lot with the basket in front of me so I wouldn't get my hair or my bread wet.
Oh,
you know?
Can't have that.
No, uh-uh.
I thought you just parked in the fire lane.
No, Scott. Okay, I was by myself.
But the deal is, you don't live at the grocery store. It's just kind of like the airport, right?
Well, yeah, that's true. But
but rain's rain, man.
Yeah,
come on.
That's true. I want everybody to get rain. I just would like to have a little at the house.
I think it rained some overnight because my driveway was wet where the car weren't.
A lot of that was just the moisture in the air because it is quite humid out there.
It is. I mean, I turned on. Turned on the truck again to see what the temperature was, and it said 77. I'm going, really? Because it felt just uglier than that. Lots of humidity out there. Not much fun if you're going to have to be outside today. And again, at least right now, all the rain is tracking below us. It's coming on the coast about Palacios. And so Palacios and Victoria and Gonzales and all that are getting rain, but, you know, that's a good deal south of us, and there's not anything happening right now. So we'll hope for the best. But the numbers look promising, you know, with that percentage of chance of rain, like 70% or something. So, you know, I always hate when our first story, the first two words are strip clubs, but, you know, just...
Well,
sometimes
you just... It can be good, it can be bad.
You just can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
Strip clubs and cockpits apparently don't mix, at least when there's spinning searchlights involved, according to the FAA. The agency has asked bombshells. That's the club near Love Field, of course, as we all know.
Oh no!
It's been there for years and years and years.
Yeah,
it's over there on Lemon Avenue. Okay. Well,
you boys sound very familiar with this.
Excuse me.
Oh no, Mr. DeLuca. I believe I'm in agreement. You were in agreement with Mr. Turbyman.
Yeah. Tom used to work in Dallas and have to entertain sports writers who came to town.
No, I mean, you know,
he'd go pick him up at the airport. They go, I don't want to go to the hotel. Let's go to Bombshell.
No, you know what I was thinking? Now, Bombshell's a strip club. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Listen to this. No. He's now feigning this. Oh, I don't know. I just heard the name.
There's a restaurant that's right there on the runway of Runfield, I believe it was called the Bomb Shelter. And I think that might have been my confusion.
Oh, because of course.
It was just a, you know, a burger and fries joint.
Chase, notice how he's backing up to the county line on this one now. Yeah. Oh, I thought you said Bomb Shelter.
Yeah, it was a burger and fries joint.
Yeah.
Now maybe it's upgraded since then. I don't
could
know.
Could well be. Yeah. The agency has asked Bombshells, the club near Love Field, to keep its newly installed rooftop light turned off. After the pilot I don't know what it's blinking or, you know, it could be like the bat light, you know, that shines up in the sky.
Yeah, and they look just like a stream of runway lights, I'm sure.
Probably not helpful. Anyway, what happened, pilot from Southwest Flight reported the cockpit flooded with light while trying to land the plane. The pilot feared that there was a laser strike, which can cause temporary blindness. The club's manager said he was promised the light was installed in an angle that wouldn't interfere with the planes. He was promised that.
Now, that's at the right angle.
Yeah, it's the right angle.
It's fine. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Cash up front. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. It's going to be a good time. I'm sure there'll be a congressional fact-finding committee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There should be.
I agree.
Here we go. Info.
Mention.
We need to go check your headlights.
Yeah.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
September the 7th, happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. 61 years old today for singer Gloria Gaynor. Singer Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders is 59.
Hynde.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that every time a certain talk show plays its top of the hour music.
Yeah.
At 11 a.m.,
yes.
Noon, and 1.
Makes a little money, doesn't it?
She gets some money off that.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. How about that?
That Rush Limbaough music is from a Pretender song.
Oh, of course, I don't know. Did she write that? See, because if she didn't, then she doesn't get
I think
money.
She wrote some of okay. that. But I believe it was Ben that said that he brokered a deal because it's actually, I think it's some sort of animal-hugging charity that gets money.
Well, there you go.
From Rush.
That's all right. That you know, if he made his own deal, that's it.
So I was going to say, and it proves that despite politics, everyone has a price.
Yes, their business. That's exactly yes. right. Chrissy may not wear a T-shirt that says,
Rush,
I'm the one who...
Rush is right, but...
Yeah. But I'll take his money.
She made her start on Rhoda as Rhoda's sister, but she's made all her money as Marge Simpson. Julie Kavner turns 59 years old today.
Pretty good gig.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Pretty good gig.
Yeah, she doesn't even have to do her hair for
I was going to say, you have to put on lipstick
yeah.
to come
yeah.
to work.
Wear flip-flops and get to work.
There you go. Actor Corbin Burnson is 56 years old today.
You know, going bald early makes you look a lot older than you are.
Yeah,
and he did. He's in some television show now on cable, and mm-hmm. you know, he just shaved it all off. He was
Arnie Becker in
Arnie
L.A.
Becker,
Law,
that's
and he
right.
was you know
yeah.
Mr. Suave and
yeah.
all of that.
Back when he had hair.
Yeah. yeah, there you go. He's 56, is all he is today, and actor Michael Emerson. Sorry, guys, you just have to sit there. He was the evil Ben on Lost.
Evil oh. Ben? You mean there was an evil person named Ben?
Yes.
And our Ben watched it anyway?
Exactly.
Ah,
exactly.
Okay.
Right. Exactly.
Must have been a good show.
Yeah. He's 56. I think he was probably the best actor on Lost, probably of them all.
Was he the bald-headed guy?
No.
Okay, that was John, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was John.
Okay.
That was John. Ben was the sort of the short, squirrely-looking guy who was just really bad. I said Corbin Burnson, Shannon Elizabeth, from
Ooh.
American Pie.
From Waco, Texas.
There you go. Yeah. Turns 37.
And Scary Movie, she was in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's not opposed to, you know.
Yes, she is. She's
not
just
opposed to, you know, her clothes get heavy sometimes.
Going ahead and shucking the,
yeah,
the threads.
Shucking a drawer. Right? Yeah. There you go. Tom Everett Scott from ER, That Thing You Do, the actor. You know him if you saw him. He's 40 years old today. And actress Evan Rachel Wood. She was in 13. She was also in The Wrestler. And she was in one of my favorite movies that I just love to watch all the time called Across the Universe. It's a musical with Beatles songs in it. She's 23 years old today. And that's all I got.
Richard Roundtree.
Ah, he's a bad mother.
Yeah.
Shut your
and
mouth.
And I think pretty much a one-hit wonder in the movie world, wasn't he? I mean,
I think so.
I guess he may have done some more of those kind of movies, but yeah, just one and only. He's 68 today. All right,
talking about judge.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW 622. We're gonna hope that the weather forecast ends up the way they're telling us it will. 70% chance of showers today, thunderstorms fairly likely with a high of 86. Heavy rain tonight, 60% chance of rain, and a low of 77. 50-50 chance of showers tomorrow with a high of about 90. We'll continue to have a diminished chance of rain all the way through to the weekend, and highs getting back up into the middle 90s. Ought to be kind of steamy, but, you know, a little more rain would help all of us. Right now, most of it is tracking below us. It's coming in the coast about Palacios, and so Palacios, Victoria, Gonzales, that area is the one that's getting the rain right now. We've got humidity of 97%. It does not feel very good outside. Heat index is 84 right now, and the air temperature is 77.